Generations on Giants, a fan-centric podcast featuring a conversation between a dad and his daughter. I'm the daughter, McKenna McElroy.
And I'm the dad, Kyle McElroy.
And we're both on the mic today.
Yeah, this is the return engagement, the reunion, so to speak.
Reunion tour of Generations on Giants. Of course, we had to come together because the first road trip of the season is done.
You know, I think lots to be excited about so far in the season, although I think it's already taken a week for Giants fans, or at least some Giants fans, to start panicking. But at least the official position of the dad of Generations on Giants, we haven't had a chance to talk about this yet, but the official position of the dad of Generations on Giants is it's early, no need to panic.
I don't think there's any need to panic. Our record is 2 wins. To 5 losses, but I do not think there's any need to panic. It was a difficult road trip. There are things to work on, of course, but I'm excited for the home opener on Friday.
Yeah, you know, if you've been a regular for Generations on Giants, you know that there are things that McKenna and I are looking towards as indicators of success and or what we might build off of to have a successful season. And I think some of those are there. Some of those you have to figure are going to come, like Logan Webb and the Rodgers twins in the bullpen. And, you know, some of them, there are things to work on. And I think we'll touch on a lot of that in today's episode.
Before we get started, I'll say that our podcast today and always is brought to you by Hannah Brianne. You can find her debut album, Dollface, anywhere you listen to music, and keep a lookout for some new tunes coming your way soon, as well as the Yakimovich Law Group. You can find them at jachlawgroup.com for all your legal needs in the Bay Area.
Yeah, so like we said, we are coming to you on Thursday afternoon in Portugal. Thursday morning on the West Coast. Giants are 2-5. As always, we'd like to see more wins. But like McKenna said, opening up the season with a Padre team that I'm convinced is going to be better than people expected. And then in LA to face, you know, if anybody doubted that spending $1 billion on free agents and putting together that team was going to come together to produce a juggernaut. You know, I think, again, it's early, but that team certainly looks like it is going to be everything that people speculate.
The lineup is just insane from top to bottom. I mean, once you get through those top three of Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman, you still have to deal with Will Smith, who they gave an extension to. You still have to deal with known Giants killer Max Muncy. And then the rotation and the bullpen looked great as well. So it was just a difficult series. Would have loved to come away with at least one win from that Dodgers series. But, you know, we'll see them again. Hopefully when we're at full strength as a team. You know, we don't have Blake Snell or Alex Cobb yet. And we'll see how it goes. I think, speaking of Blake Snell and Alex Cobb, we can start with how the rotation looked through these two series, through this first road trip. Dad, what are your thoughts on the rotation?
Yeah, first and foremost, the rotation always starts with Logan Webb. And, you know, Webb had a very good start to the season, going 6, giving up 2 runs to the Padres, and then had a rough start against the Dodgers, going 3 2/3, giving up 7 hits and 5 earned runs to that Dodger lineup. I think this was one of his shortest outings in the last 3 years. And I think, you know, these things happen. It's a Dodger lineup that, as McKenna was saying, is stacked. These things are going to happen, and I think we just move on from there. If this Giants team is going to be good, Logan Webb is going to be first and foremost at the top of the list of reasons they're going to be good. I don't think there's any reason for concern to think that he's going to have a different season than the rest of his seasons have been so far. So, you know, I think come May, June, July, Logan's going to be rolling, and I'm not worried about Logan.
Cool. So we don't even have to discuss that. He had a one bad start. One bad start does not a disaster make. Moving on to the next guy in the current rotation, Kyle Harrison. Kyle Harrison got us the first win of the season. He looked great in that second Padre game, and then did take the loss last night. But again, nothing disastrous, and he did. He got those strikeouts up, and I think he looked pretty great.
Kyle went 5 innings, gave up 6 hits, 4 earned runs. Did walk 3. I think that's something for Giants fans to keep an eye on as the season progresses. Can he limit the walks? Did strike out 4. I think, like McKenna said, if the Giants are going to take down the Dodgers later in the season, it's going to be because the rotation is rolling. Kyle Harrison's going to be a key piece of that, but I don't think that's Kyle Harrison in the first week of his, you know, rookie season. That's going to be Kyle Harrison after 3 or 4 months in the big leagues, when he's gotten a chance to really get up to speed, learn some things, refine his craft. So, you know, I think some ups and downs early in the season to be expected from Kyle Harrison. Let's hope he gets a lot of good learnings from this, and so that when the summer comes, he's ready to be the dominant force that I think we expect that he can be.
Moving on to the third guy in the current rotation, Jordan Hicks. Jordan Hicks, who is slated to be the home opener. Jordan Hicks also got a win through 5 shutout innings in his first game, and looked to be a competent starting pitcher.
Yeah, I think if the thing, one of the things that Giants fans can be really excited about is, at least through all of the incredibly small sample size of one start, Jordan Hicks looked fantastic. So let's hope he can keep that rolling. He gets the honor of being on the hill for the home opener, and let's hope he has a second just quality start and keeps that momentum going.
Yeah, and that brings us to Sunday's game against the Padres. And one of the reasons I'm not too worried about the state of the Giants' rotation is, on Sunday, that game against the Padres, the Giants threw a starter out there, Dalton Jeffries, who really probably does not have the chops as of yet to be starting a major league game against the Padres. But that was only because they do not have Alex Cobb and Blake Snell yet, so the Padres putting up a 13 spot against the Giants on Sunday doesn't concern me that much, because that is something that will be very quickly remedied after those two rotation pieces.
Yeah, I mean, my big takeaway from the Dalton Jeffries start is good for him. He's had a pretty long injury history, had Tommy John, had another major surgery. He's been out of an active major league roster for quite some time. So, you know, got a chance to get back on the hill for a major league team. Good for him. You know, hopefully he can show in the regular season some of the promise that he showed in the spring. But I'm 100% on board with you, McKenna. This season for the Giants is not going to turn on whether Dalton Jeffries is a quality major league starter. It's going to turn on the fact that Blake Snell is slated to be the Giants' number 2. Alex Cobb probably comes back and will be the Giants' number 3. And then you're going with Webb, Snell, Cobb, hopefully an improving Harrison, hopefully an improving Jordan Hicks. And then, you know, you're filling in with a Keaton Wynn. And then maybe a Dalton Jeffries is spot starting occasionally, as injuries or tired arms require somebody else to fill in. But so I'm 100% on board with what you said, McKenna, that I'm not worried about that loss at this point in the season, because that's not who the Giants are going to be leaning on as we go through the summer.
That kind of leads us into the bullpen discussion. The bullpen for the Giants has looked shaky at best for the first games of the season. But once we get back those two big starters in Alex Cobb and Blake Snell, that sort of slots everybody back a couple spots. And that allows maybe some pitchers who are not ready to start to be in that bullpen and give good bullpen innings.
I agree with what you said, McKenna. The bullpen so far has been a little bit inconsistent. The reality is that the Giants are going to lean hard on Ryan Walker, Taylor, and Tyler Rogers. And they were going to lean hard on Luke Jackson, but he's now out injured and hopefully it comes back soon. That means additional pressure on Eric Miller, a young lefty in the pen. There are a lot of arms down in Sacramento who could supplement the bullpen, but this isn't weekly fantasy baseball. I know a lot of Giants fans, and you texted me this the other day about how much you're enjoying seeing a consistent lineup being thrown out there every day. I think that's going to be true in the bullpen as well, where getting to a position where the Giants have the roles established for their bullpen arms, and then they're going to roll with those guys, and that's going to mean that we live with some, maybe some inconsistency or some of the struggles that they go through. But getting them regular turns, a role that they understand, and then hopefully most times they're going out there and they're executing well. If the Rogers twins don't live up to the back of their baseball card, it's going to be a tough season, I think, for the Giants.
Well, one of the good things that did come out of the bullpen through these first two series is Landon Roop pitched 4 innings over 3 games and has yet to give up a run. Landon Roop is a rookie this year. He could figure to be an exciting part of the bullpen if he continues on this good streak he has going.
Yeah, I know the Giants executives and Giants coaching staff were really high on Root coming out of the spring, and it's great to see him get off to a quality start and be somebody to soak up some innings and really put out some fires when he comes in. The more players we have who kind of step up to the opportunity, even though it's going to take some veteran leadership, I think like it always does in a major league season. The more players that step up and seize an opportunity, the better for the Giants and the better going to be this year.
And if he keeps pitching well, he could seize the opportunity that is a setup guy, that is more high leverage innings. The first time they brought him in, it was with a 2-run lead. So they're not afraid to put Landon Roop in some big situations, and they're not afraid to put Ryan Walker in some big situations. Something that I thought was interesting is Camilo Doval has only pitched once in these first few games. Two not great results. Again, it's Camilo. Like, sometimes he just has these things. He had 2 pitch clock violations, which is kind of something we've come to expect from Camilo Doval. Hopefully, we have a new pitching coach this year. We have a new manager. Hopefully, that is something that can be resolved because Camilo has so much raw talent, but some of the finesse maybe is not there yet and is still not there yet in the beginning of the 2024 season. So, I picked Camilo to be my new favorite Giant, so I'm hoping he, and I think he will step up and take the reins as the season
Yeah, I mean, I
progresses.
think most importantly for Camilo Duvall is let's get him in a safe situation. The one appearance he's had so far this year was not a safe situation. He's kind of thrown out there because they needed to cover an inning. Camilo, I think, will be fine once we put him in a high leverage, high pressure situation, let him close out some games and bring home W. So I'm not worried about Camilo Duvall at this point in the season.
Okay, should we move on to the starting lineup? So yeah, I did text Dad over this week. I am really loving having basically the same starting lineup every day, and I was trying to think about why that is. And I think it's because last year we saw a lot of guys playing out of position, playing, you know, in maybe situations that they're not the most equipped to deal with. And so to see Jung-Hoo Lee leading off every day and playing center field, a great center field every day, and same thing with Matt Chapman at third, same thing, honestly, with Nick Ahmed at shortstop, has been giving us great defense and some RBI early in the season. It's just really great to not have to see those errors, see those people playing out of position, to just see people doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I'm really excited by some of the things that we're seeing from Giants position players already this season. Michael Conforto is off to just a blazing hot start. Like we said, it's early. It's 7 games. But I don't know that I recall last season even a 7-game stretch. I'm sure I could go back and look at the numbers and find a 7-game stretch where Conforto was this hot. But he's really hot right now. He's been a player in the past when he was with the Mets who can get hot and hit a lot of homers. So let's hope that this is a rebound season for him. So I'm really excited so far with what we're seeing from Michael Conforto. And just like you said, my pick for my new favorite Giant is Jung-Hoo Lee, and I think he's off to a great start. Like I commented on the solo pod that I did, I think the league is going to adjust back to him, but at least from initial indications, he's ready to go, and he's not going to be overpowered by Major League Baseball fastballs and pitching. So Jung-Hoo Lee off to a great start, and I'm really excited to see that.
Yeah, that initial stat line for Jung-Hoo Lee, 7 hits, 3 walks, and 1 homer, which isn't even his really MO, but he did hit a home run in this first road trip. And playing great defense. So that is so exciting. Rookie of the Year pick for me, Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah, and you know, you commented on Nick Ahmed at shortstop. Going to be really interesting to see how that progresses over the next several weeks, and I'll give it maybe a month, kind of see where he is. He's never hit much at all in the big leagues. And so we'll see how Luciano does down in Sacramento, whether he can get things going and kind of put some pressure on Giants brass to bring him up. But what you are seeing from that left side of the infield with Chapman at third and Nick Ahmed at short is really some just excellent defense. You know, some highlight reel plays out of both of them. So if you're not going to hit Nick Ahmed, play great defense, and the pitching staff at least is going to love
you. Yeah, and you know, you can hide a Nick Ahmed in the 9 hole when Matt Chapman is having 2 homer games.
Yeah, I think, you know, both with Chapman and Soler, you're kind of seeing why the Giants brought those guys in. They hit the ball hard. You know, Soler got off to a little bit of a slow start, but now it is getting things going. And well, like I said, both Chapman and Soler, when they are going, they hit the ball hard. And that's just a great thing to see. We have not seen that out of the Giants on a consistent basis over the last couple of years. So it's really good to see. And I think both of those guys may be, again, a little bit inconsistent. But hopefully their hot streaks will be more frequent and longer, and their colder streaks will be shorter and less frequent. Because we're seeing what they can do when they're going good.
The Giants just really didn't have a guy where you said, that's a 2-hole hitter, that's a 3-hole hitter last year.
Yeah, and the theory is going to be, you know, like you were saying, McKenna, these guys are going to get regular at-bats, and they're going to know what's expected of them, where they're going to be in the lineup, sort of what to expect day-to-day, and hopefully with that, they're going to be in a position to do their best work and not feel so much pressure to perform each and every time they swing the bat for fear of getting pulled or, you know, maybe losing some at-bats. You know, the key to a consistent lineup is guys can hopefully relax into it, and then their true talent shines through. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how Giants fans react to that on the downside or the less performing side, because, you know, we can't jump up and down in the offseason and say we want a consistent lineups and we want to see the same players out there day after day, and then when they go through a struggle, you know, start clamoring for, you know, Tyler Fitzgerald to get more at bats, or, you know, somebody else to be called up from AAA. That's not how a consistent lineup is going to work. You're going to have to live with some of those struggles, because, you know, here comes another great dad insight on Generations on Giants. Baseball is hard. This is a really, really hard game. And so, you know, hopefully these guys are going to live up to their talent level, but I think some patience with them when they do have their inevitable struggles will, you know, get them back firing on all cylinders, you know, quicker than you know, a fear of getting pulled and losing at bats.
Yeah, and speaking of patience, I know some Giants fans really, really think Luis Matos should be on the major league team. I would just say, like, what roster move do you want to happen to get Luis Matos on the team? Do you want a DFA, Yaz, or Slater? I just don't think that is in any way a good move right now. You know, someone's going to get hurt. There's going to be an opportunity. Let Matos continue to rake at AAA, and he'll slot in when he needs to slot in. We're 1 week into the season. Maybe if this continues another month, then we can talk about it. But we're 1 week into
the
season.
Yeah, I think the best thing for the Giants will be that Luciano and Matos rake at AAA. Luciano plays good defense and puts pressure on the major league club and starts really pounding at the door to be brought up. If that happens, you know, like you said, McKenna, you know, there's going to be a roster spot, and we want them sort of forcing the issue and pushing on things. But I also think, and again, I agree with you 100%, let's not just jump to conclusions and say, let's DFA Yaz or DFA Slater, or trade him, trade one of them. Let's show a little patience. This is a lineup that I think, when it's going good, can have a number of players that can carry the lineup for a while. And then, you know, hopefully then we get some good consistent production out of players who have shown in the past that they can do.
Now that we've talked about the lineup, I think our final section is what I'm going to call the vibes section. Vibes are high in the Giants clubhouse. I think this is a drastic turn from maybe what we saw at the end of last season. You know, Matt Chapman has gone on record with how much he loves Jung-Hoo Lee's attitude and his talent. We saw Jung-Hoo Lee get in a beer shower in the clubhouse after his first home run. I think it doesn't seem... The Giants, of course, want to be playing better than they are, but vibes are high in the Giants clubhouse, so vibes are high with this half of Generations on Giants.
Yeah, vibes definitely high, although one big question is, can the dad half of Generations on Giants actually refer to vibes? I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
What's the 90s version of saying vibes?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't even remember the 90s version of vibes. I'm still excited. I'm really excited about this team. I think when we get through April and May and Cobb and Snell are part of the rotation, the lineup is hopefully rolling by that point in time. I think this is a team that still has a chance to be really exciting and can be a lot of fun. So it maybe for the dad half of Generations on Giants, vibes is just excitement. And I'm still excited. You know, like I said, if you've been following along with Generations on Giants, you know that I'm in Portugal, which makes following along on West Coast night games a little bit differently. So frequently what I'm doing is about 4 a.m, I am rolling over, checking my phone to see what the score is and see who's playing well and who's doing well. And then listening to highlights and player interviews in the morning when I get up. So I loved seeing the Jungkook Lee beer shower. Really, I love all things Jungkook Lee, whether it's his dad and family in the stands for his first home run, the beer shower. You know, he crashed into the wall at Dodger Stadium trying to make a play, and his quote was, "I'm fine. I'm more worried about the wall." You know, so you know, just good vibes all around from Jungkook Lee, and I think, you know, that's going to carry on. And I do agree. Let's get some W's. Let's get some wins. That's going to help the fans sort of pick up the vibe and feel the excitement throughout the season.
Unfortunately, neither of us can be at the home opener. You all that can, cheer extra loud for us. That is what we're looking forward to the next series against the Padres at home in San Francisco. And we will catch up with you after that series.
Yeah, it's great to be back together with McKenna. Yeah, we did. We were both on assignment there for a few weeks, so it's great to have the conversation rolling again. And now let's hopefully we will contribute to the Giants getting things rolling. Let's start off with the W and the home.
This podcast was created by Kyle and McKenna McLaurie. It's edited by me, McKenna McLaurie, and our theme music is by Owen O'Leary. Bye.